India Team News for the week ending 13th December 2024. As we reach the end of the year, the Tea Board has released data on tea exports. We have exports for April to September 2024, which shows an increase in value by 13.18% compared to the same period last year. It corresponds to an increase of 8.67% in volume, which is an export of 122.55 million kilos is against 112.77 million kilos for the same period last year. Data from January to September 2024 indicates exports stood at 190.08 million kilos, of which 110.69 million kilos came from North India and 79.39 from South India. Increase from last year is at 28.82 million kilos, and the average price stood at 266.45 rupees per kilo. And in other news, our reporter from Guwahati, Rupa Goswami, reports on the first Assam-type Indian tea genome decoded. It's been a landmark discovery. A team of scientists from different institutions across India have worked together to decode the first chromosome-scale genome sequence of India's Assam tea variety TB1. Marking a significant advancement in our understanding of tea genetics. The cultivar was released by Tokhlai in 1949. The study has been published now in Industrial Crops and Products Journal and provides insights into how Assam tea evolved, developed its distinctive traits, and synthesized caffeine, revealing the genetic adaptations that differentiate it from the China varietal. And by analyzing 150 tea genotypes worldwide, the team identified that Assam and China tea diverged approximately 5.5 million years ago, each adapting to its specific growing conditions. Assam tea in tropical lowlands and China tea in the mountainous regions. The research also revealed over 500 genes in Assam tea shaped by domestication and includes genes linked to caffeine production, leaf size, and branching patterns. And these traits help explain Assam tea's robust flavor and adaptability to warm climates. The breakthrough can potentially aid tea breeders in developing climate-resilient, high-yielding, and high-quality varieties. The multi-institutional collaborative study was funded by the National Tea Research Foundation, Tea Board of India, and led by Dr. Tapan Kumar Mondal, Principal Scientist at the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, New Delhi. Other institutes that have been part of it are the Tokhlai Tea Research Institute, Jorhat, Upasi Tea Research Foundation, and the Tea Research Institutes at Valparai, and the Darjeeling Tea Research and Development Board. The results of the study are accessible through the Tea India Genome e-Resource Database. That's available online, the website being indianteagenome.in.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.